This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden is urging Congress to approve the bipartisan border deal that House Republicans derailed earlier this month. From the Texas newsroom, Sergio Martinez-Beltran has more on Biden's visit today with Border Patrol agents in Brownsville.
President Biden told agents at the Brownsville Border Patrol Station that he will fight for the Senate deal, which would give them more personnel and technology to detect threats in the southern border. Biden called on Congress to revisit the bill.
It's time for the speakers and some of my Republican friends in Congress who are blocking this bill to show a little spine.
Biden says former President Trump is also responsible for the bill stalling after he put some pressure on Republicans to not support it. This marked Biden's second visit to the southern border since being elected in 2020. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Martinez-Beltran in Olmitos, Texas.
Congress has approved and sent to President Biden a short-term spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown tomorrow. NPR's Eric McDaniel has this report.
As part of the deal that allowed this temporary funding extension to go forward, both the House and the Senate will move to pass six of the 12 annual spending bills next week. A bit late. Well, more than a bit. Congress is now 5 months late using its power of the purse. The federal budget year runs from October 1st through the end of September. Once this first set of spending bills passes, lawmakers will have until March 22nd to finish work on the remaining budget bills. If, that is, they can actually reach agreement. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, The Capitol.
The Biden administration is looking into potential national security risks posed by smart cars made in China. The probe could lead to new regulations aimed at preventing China from using sophisticated technology in electric vehicles to track drivers and their data. President Biden says China could flood the U.S. market with those vehicles, posing a risk to national security. Washington State was a pioneer in legalizing the use of cannabis. It is now on the verge of adopting a law requiring health warnings for concentrated versions of the product. Details from NPR's Martin Costi.
Since Washington State legalized recreational cannabis a decade ago, doctors have raised the alarm about concentrates, pastes and oils with THC higher than the plant itself. Concentrates have been linked to addiction, psychosis, and even schizophrenia, particularly in young adults. The legislature has now voted to require cannabis stores to post warnings about the risks. The bill's sponsor is State Representative Lauren Davis.
I analogize it to those pictures of a pregnant woman in every bathroom with a glass of wine, right? So that people can inform their consumer behavior accordingly.
Davis tried to raise the minimum age to buy concentrates to 25, but the state's cannabis industry warned against backsliding into prohibition, and that measure failed. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
This is NPR News. In Texas, fire officials say the Smokehouse Creek blaze has merged with another fire and remains just 3% contained. At least two deaths and damage to dozens of homes are being blamed on the fire, which is raging northeast of Amarillo. The Smokehouse blaze has scorched nearly 1,700 square miles since breaking out on Monday. A major blizzard is threatening to dump up to a foot of snow on parts of California's Sierra Nevada mountains over the coming days. NPR's Nathan Roth reports that the National Weather Service is urging people not to travel there.
California snowpack, the source of much of the state's water, is greatly improving after recent storms. State water officials say it now stands at 71% of normal for this time of year. And the latest storm system, which is expected to bring feet of snow to the Sierras through Sunday, is expected to help. Other parts of the western U.S., particularly the northern Rockies, Idaho, and Montana, remain unseasonably warm and dry, though, fueling concerns about drought, low river levels, and high wildfire risk for the area in the coming spring and summer. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
More than 100 people were killed and hundreds more were wounded while waiting for food Thursday in Gaza. Witnesses claim that the casualties were caused by Israeli troops. Israeli officials say the troops opened fire because the crowd had become a threat. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher today. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 47 points. The NASDAQ rose 144, and the S&P 500 added 26 points. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.